Last month, we featured a short film from the journalist Richard Norton Taylor, who argued that Britain should give up its sovereignty claim over Gibraltar. Well, shortly afterwards, the Chief Minister of Gibraltar got in touch with us. Very good of him, wanting to give us his point of view. So here's his soapbox.
Gibraltar has long been an important British military asset. During the Second World War, the Allies used Gibraltar, having created an airfield where we are today, to push into North Africa and in that way turn the tide against the Nazi forces. Today, Britain continues to have a small military presence in Gibraltar, with its naval base and iconic airfield. Both are ready to be used at zero notice. It places British forces 1,000 miles up the Eta near an area of likely conflict. And apart from that investment in the defence of Gibraltar and Britain's forward mounting base on the shores of the Mediterranean, Gibraltar is entirely self-sufficient. In these buildings behind me, modern Gibraltar enjoys an avant-garde online gaming industry, an insurance industry that is the envy of the rest of the European Union, the single market of which is essential to our success. While Spain struggles with record levels of unemployment, Gibraltar supports a quarter of the permanent jobs recorded in this region of Andalusia. The benefits of a British Gibraltar in Europe are recognised across the world, and so our lawyers and economists are already exploring strategies for Gibraltar to maintain these benefits even in the unlikely event of a British exit from the European Union. Every morning, 10,000 people come across this frontier from Spain, from the neighbouring region, to work in Gibraltar. It's almost like people coming into Liverpool Street Station to come into the City of London to work there. The people of Gibraltar and the Spanish people of the neighbouring region have always got on perfectly well. We do business together, we fall in love, we marry, our families are interlinked. The confrontation between Gibraltar and Spain comes only as a result of the medieval sovereignty claim of the politicians in Madrid. Left alone and to our own devices, we would invest all the time that we spend disputing the sovereignty of Gibraltar, working together to strengthen the economy of the region and the prosperity for all.
And Fabian Picardo joins us now. Welcome to the Daily Politics. I mean, Gibraltar is the only colony left in Europe. It's tiny. It's situated on the edge of continental Europe next to Spain. Why shouldn't its sovereignty at least be discussed?
Well, we don't call it a colony because the United Kingdom calls it an overseas territory. Only Spain and the United Nations call it a colony. But of course, the principal issue is the principle of consent. Why should anything other than the will of the people of Gibraltar be relevant to any decision made about the political future of Gibraltar? The United Kingdom goes to war over the right of people to decide their own political future. It holds Gibraltar today because the people of Gibraltar want to remain British, and that must be the paramount consideration.
But it's extremely unlikely that Spain would ever invade British Gibraltar. So aren't these sovereignty squabbles just a distraction when there are far bigger issues to
be thinking about? Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more.
Are you joining that?
No, not at all. I mean, we don't squabble to take anybody's sovereignty. We literally just want to maintain that which has been the status quo now for more than 310 years. I've been brought up in Gibraltar. I haven't turned up and asked to be British. The issue is that Spain continues to raise the sovereignty of Gibraltar. The post-Second World War borders are considered settled in the whole of Europe. Otherwise, you have the sorts of issues that you've had in Bosnia, etc. Not the sort of issue that we're dealing with here.
No.
Can't we simply accept this border was drawn 310 years ago, accepted after the Second World War, and get on with it? Spend our time bringing prosperity to the region for people on both sides of the frontier.
Are tensions on the rise?
Not now. In fact, tensions were on the rise about 3 years ago with the advent of the Partido Popular, the government in Spain. Now that there is a limbo period in Spain, things are calmer, and let's hope that they remain that way.
What would a British exit from the European Union mean for Gibraltar?
It depends what the status of the United Kingdom within the European Union might be after an exit, because of course there are different permutations, all of which we cannot consider today. But if we still had access to the single market, then that would not be dreadful for Gibraltar, because we really benefit from the single market and the freedom of movement of people. As long as those two were maintained, we could find a way to maintain the prosperity of the region. But Gibraltar is all in favour of the United Kingdom remaining within the European Union.
All in favour?
Of course, the people... I represent 68% of the people of Gibraltar, according to the last election result. I think you'll find that all political parties in Gibraltar take the view that Gibraltar's future should be in Europe with the United Kingdom.
And you all have a vote.
And we will have the vote. The Prime Minister and the Minister for Europe were very keen to ensure that we have that commitment, and they've been true to their word, and we'll be able to vote. We've just passed and today have the royal assent for a Gibraltar European Union referendum act.
Right. Could Gibraltar come to an arrangement to stay in the EU if the rest of Britain decided to leave?
Well, I think that is difficult, but Gibraltar could come to an arrangement to maintain some of the bits of the European Union's rules that the United Kingdom might not like. So there could be a hybrid type of, I hesitate to say membership, but a hybrid sort of status for Gibraltar within the single market. But those are issues that we shouldn't countenance now. We need to concentrate our efforts in making sure that the Prime Minister's good work, I don't know that Ian might agree with that description, given what I've heard him say a few moments ago, in nudging Europe towards more competitiveness and more accountability is recognised by the British people in the United Kingdom and the British people of Gibraltar in a positive vote in the EU referendum.
So it doesn't sound like you've been preparing for the possibility of a Brexit.
Well, because preparing for the possibility of a Brexit, short of understanding those parts of our economy that might need to be repositioned, is not something you can reasonably do at this stage, because the United Kingdom's renegotiation, if it were to exit, a new renegotiation, an exit renegotiation, is all at large. So yeah. What situation would we be dealing with?
Hardly a surprise, really, listening to Fabien Picardo in terms of how he says people would vote in Gibraltar on the EU referendum.
No, and I think in the end this is all about self-determination. If you believe in self-determination, you're not going to question the status of Gibraltar. But of course Spain has a bit of a patchy record on self-determination, as we know from Catalonia.
I mean, Jeremy Corbyn has suggested a power-sharing deal might be best for the Falklands. Are you worried that the Labour Party's position on Gibraltar might change in the near future?
Well, look, the position of Mr Corbyn has been expressed not in relation to Gibraltar,
and no.
The position on Gibraltar is very clear. It was actually the Labour Party who said that they wouldn't just not negotiate the future of Gibraltar without the consent of the people of Gibraltar. They wouldn't even enter into a process of negotiation.
Hang on, Tony Blair wanted to give Gibraltar away back in 2007.
After that, when we gave Tony Blair, figuratively, a bloody nose on our referendum on joint sovereignty, they went that step further, and I've seen nothing to suggest.
There's nothing from Jeremy Corbyn for the Labour Party that you think would change that?
Not at all. No, Mr Corbyn has talked about the Falkland Islands in a way that I don't think is appropriate, because I defend the right of self-determination of the people of the Falkland Islands too. But I'm meeting the Shadow Minister for Europe tomorrow, and I'm sure that the position will remain the same. Ms Peach, I think.
Right. And to discuss this, or you want reassurance?
No, simply to ensure that the Labour Party position is as it has been restated to be by the Shadow Foreign Secretary on a number of occasions in relation to Gibraltar. And I'm very confident that that is the case.
Fabien Picardo, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Ted Cruz came out on top